A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwean exemption permits amid anger within the ruling African National Congress Party of South Africa over a recent Pretoria High Court ruling that the termination of the permits was illegal. Namhla sixoxa ngama Zimbabwe exemption permits ngesikhathi abanye abakubandla le African National Congress bechothuza isinqumo somthethondaba wePretoria High Court esithi awenziwanga kahle ukumiswa kwamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Lo hulumende wakwele South Africa kudla amalahle ngodaba lolu. Umthethondaba wengeza isikhathi samaphepha la ngomnyaka owodwa. Bekumele amaphepha la aphelelwe isikhathi ekupheleni kukaNhlangula lonyaka, kodwa uhulumende wengeza isikhathi sawo esithi asizamiswa ukusetshenziswa ngompalakazi lonyaka. Lokhu kwenziwe umthethondaba ungakethuli isinqumo sawo ngodaba lolu. But first, let's have a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and other nations. The ruling ZANU-PF party says Zimbabwe should vote for the party in the August 23rd elections and report people who are fanning political violence. Addressing journalists in Harare today, ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Mtsangwa said his party has done a lot for Zimbabweans since President Emmerson Mnangagwa became the leader of the Southern African nation in 2017.
Because the policies of the president are good. So there is a wholesome cake of goodies sprinkled inside the cake because of the policy of President Edim Nagam in every aspect. My billionaire will talk. Tavagama still plans. You know, Manisa is 90% complete. Manisa is still plans. 90% complete. Anytime we can start, we just need to connect the electricity. We are going to produce electricity, world-class, iron, steel. Zimbabwe, by the best company in the whole world, will be producing and selling not to the Zimbabwe market alone, to the global market. Railways will have to be built. Power is being built. New towns are being built. New water is being built to support a town of 40,000. In 4 or 5 years of his leader, can you imagine what he's going to do if he comes back? After 23 August, even more goodies to make Zimbabwe an upper middle income society, as he has promised in his vision. So this is the complete electoral picture which ZANU-PF is selling to the public, to the electorate. Come elections, it will be whitewashed on opposition. That's why they are being abandoned by those who used to support them. Akushina achava support. Abantu akaona munhu ari. Zvino the opposition yanhuwa. Wangonhuwa chete. Vanhu vari kutiza. And isusu vezanupf tiri imbwa iri kuvhima. Ikangoruma ikambonanza ropa. Mamhanyiro ainoita kuda kunopedzesa mhuka yayo. So we feel that we have smelled blood.
That was ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Mtsangwa speaking with journalists in Harare. But Nelson Chamisa of the opposition Citizens for Coalition for Change has been addressing some rallies in Zimbabwe and convened meetings in South Africa to mobilize for support ahead of the crucial polls. He is confident of victory and says a new Zimbabwe is loading.
The diaspora is going to play a pivotal role. My message is very simple. Get ready to be back home. A lot of you are busy working on, permanent stay, permanent residence. That's not your space. Your space is Zimbabwe. And we're getting ready that space. I know when you are a bearer of good news, people don't believe you, particularly if they are sinking. The circumstances are such that you may not understand that we are almost there. God has remembered us. God is with us. We are going to make it. I know a lot of people have doubts that we're going to be able to overwhelm the crocodiles. Yes, the crocodile is going to be overwhelmed. In our world, we don't have crocodiles with lizards. And because we have the grace, we'll be able to overwhelm and overcome. Let's get ready to prepare for reconstruction, to prepare for restoration, but also to prepare for a new life back home in Zimbabwe. Our country is great. You know, in 1980, we had an economy and a currency that was stronger than the rand. And we had power with the US dollar at almost the pound. That's where we must be going. It's possible. We will do it. We have everything in Zimbabwe except leadership.
That was Nelson Chamisa, leader of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, addressing some of his supporters. Still in Zimbabwe, some opposition CCC supporters say they are being terrorized by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Masvingo, Nyamandlovu, and other regions ahead of the council parliamentary and presidential elections. Chamisa told Studio 7 today that his party meetings were disrupted by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Chikombetsi and Chiritsi Central. This comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has invited election observers from Britain, United States, Russia, and other nations. Still in Africa, a report by Heritage for Peace, a non-profit dedicated to preserving cultural artifacts in times of war, has detailed the destruction and looting of museums and cultural sites during Sudan's civil war. Meanwhile, parties outside Sudan are quickly drawing up plans to evacuate the antiquities to safety. Henry Wilkins reports from N'Djamena in Chad.
Sudan has a rich cultural heritage dating back 3,000 years to the Kushite civilization, which built these pyramids near the town of Meroe and even ruled neighboring Egypt around 700 BC. Sudan's civil war, which started in April, is now threatening that heritage. Experts have confirmed this video on social media shows soldiers from the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces entering an archaeological laboratory in Khartoum that houses ancient mummies. The video alarmed museum directors in Sudan and other experts worldwide.
We are so worried that the damage of the war and the conflict is reaching these places. The bombing as well. For the universities, for the museums, have taken place in varied cities in Sudan, in particular in Khartoum and Jenina, Niala.
Some artifacts from Sudan are held safely in foreign collections, like this one at the British Museum. But a report published on June 28th by Heritage for Peace, a non-profit dedicated to preserving cultural artifacts in times of war, says those left behind in Sudan are at risk. An archaeologist who worked on the report says it confirms that a historical market was the latest cultural site to be damaged or destroyed.
What we just heard yesterday was the destruction of an old part of Omdurman market, and this has been completely destroyed by fire. There are already a damage to the museums in Gulf region. Sultan Ali Dinar Museum has been damaged.
In downtown Khartoum, museums and other cultural heritage sites sit a few hundred meters from the country's military headquarters and intelligence services, the setting for intense fighting during the war. Experts say they've used satellite images to identify damage to these sites. Interested parties outside of Sudan are doing what they can to preserve the country's heritage. Salah Ahmed, the former director of Sudan's National Corporation for Antiquities and Museums, says he is training volunteers to evacuate the country's artifacts.
In case they feel there is a real threat to the museums, to prepare who is going to do the evacuation itself, how the objects can be handled, where are they going to be hidden? So we are now in this emergency situation.
Meanwhile, Heritage for Peace says that it's organizing fundraising events at Western museums to help pay for more people on the ground, and that it's also tried lobbying Sudan's two warring sides at peace talks in Saudi Arabia.
That's what we tried to push on the negotiation table in Jeddah a few weeks ago. That heritage destruction is an issue required by the international law.
Ahmed says Meroe has more visitors than ever, as Sudanese citizens who rarely travel outside Khartoum head north to escape the fighting. Even this is causing damage to the site, he says, as volunteers are unable to manage the increased traffic. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Jemena, Chad.
Let's take a short break. We'll be back right now.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voindebele.com, www.voizimbabwe.com, and www.voashona.com. And back to our topic of the day. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party is fuming over a recent Pretoria High Court ruling that the termination of the Zimbabwean exemption permits is unconstitutional. In its ruling, the Pretoria High Court extended the permits for 1 year. But the ANC's Deputy Secretary Nomvula Makonyane told a local broadcaster ENCA that South Africa made a big mistake when it opened its doors to migrants, including granting Zimbabweans special permits. Almost 180,000 Zimbabweans are beneficiaries of the special program. The South African government says it will soon file an application in a superior court to challenge the Pretoria court ruling. The ANC is backing the move. Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi declined to comment, saying he is currently on business outside South Africa. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, an immigration attorney, Mrs. Diana Zibutsana Chambari of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, and Ms. Victress Matutu, chairperson of the Zim Imbohoto organization. Good evening to you all.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Yeah, we're really fine. So let's start with you, Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu. It seems that the ruling African National Congress and the government are not happy about the Pretoria High Court ruling and want the nation to tighten its borders. What's your take on this?
Yes, they can tighten their borders if they want, but what they cannot do is ignore the law as it is right now. As the Constitution is right now and as the Immigration Act is right now, they cannot do anything other than follow the law. But what Mutharati did by cancelling the ZEP, as the court has said, that his decision is effectively null and void because he did not follow the procedure. There are many types of laws, but administrative law is one of those laws that is clear. It spells out the steps that you're supposed to do when you are doing a decision that will affect someone in an adverse manner. So Mutaledi knew that Section 4.1 of the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act says that you are supposed to consult that person who's going to be affected by a decision adversely before making that decision. But what Mutaledi did was he did not consult ZTP holders, he just cancelled the ZTP permits and then told the ZTP holders that the permits are cancelled. It was only after he realized his mistake that he tried to say people should comment, but he had already made the decision, which is why the courts ruled in the favor of the ZTP holders. So they can, the ANC government can close the borders for the migrants who are yet to come into South Africa, or they can maybe arrest the ones who are illegal, but what they cannot do is make those who are legal illegal, is what they are trying to do with ZTP holders.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Let's bring in Mrs. Diana Zibutsana Chambara. So the African National Congress is very furious over the Pretoria High Court ruling and related immigration issues. Did you expect the ruling party to react this way, Mrs. Zibutsana?
Thank you very much for this invite. The ANC is actually scapegoating legal Zimbabweans who are here, because they have lost the grip on power, and now they are looking for a scapegoat on who to blame for the crisis that they are facing, both as a ruling party and as a government. And to really blame the myriad of problems that are affecting South Africa on approximately 180,000 persons is really disingenuous and not the way to go about it. So the ANC is basically fluffing around here or beating about the bush or scapegoating, whatever we want to call it, but it's not right, it's not proper.
Does one go to Baruch in the court?
Vaonekwe sevanhu vane zvavari kuita, asi nyaya vakatoiruza zve. Kudare repamusoro rishanotiko, rishanoti zvakaitwa nedare repasi handizvo here. Rinongonoti aiwa bodozve, iwe minister una kutevedzera mutemo wako uripo, ungadai wakatevedzera mutemo. Saka hongu vanoenda kumatare vachingowesta dzimari. Pano kuti dzimari idzodzo vangadai vatoti vagadzirise kuitira kuti vanhu vacho vavo vane mapepa vave neugari hwakanaka hune udzamo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's hear from Miss Victress Matutu of Zim in Bogoto. Yeah, I would show up a mom. Yeah,
Yes,
I was our colleague. Mr. Velempini, just 1 minute. You know, how can Zimbabweans handle this situation? How best can they do that? Just 1 minute on that.
The Zimbabweans who are here on ZTP, they just need to keep quiet, allow the minister, because when the courts decided to say that the permits are valid until 28 June 2024, mm-hmm. The courts actually knew that, the judges actually knew that Mtsoaledi would most likely appeal the ruling. So that 1 year is to give him a chance to appeal the ruling and then go to the Supreme Court of Appeal. If he loses there, he can go to the Constitutional Court, and then if he loses there, then it's done. So we are supposed to just keep quiet and not make much noise and trust that the courts will rule, the superior courts will rule in our favor. Because if the Supreme Court of Appeal rules in Mtsoaledi's favor, that is not the end of it. It will mean also that The Helen Suzman Foundation will also appeal maybe to this, to the Constitutional Court. So what we, the only thing that we've got to do is just we've got to stay as law-abiding citizens, law-abiding guests or immigrants, and be quiet and follow this, the laws of South Africa as they are.
Thank you very much. Now you can go and do a lot of business. I'm told there's a lot that you have to file tomorrow in the course of law. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Sibonga kakhulu baba. Then, this is from Umama Matutu. Before that, Chambara, just 1 minute. So, Muchaita say ninyai.
Vane rimwe gore vapiwa nematare sematauro anga achiti hanzvadzi yangu velapa vanhu ngavagare zvavo vatizivi varambe vachienderera mberi neupenyu hwavo vachitiita vane rimwe gore asizve kune rimwe divi kune avo vanenge va nekuti zvino tine vari kuti hana zvedu dzinorova tiri kupuwa nguva diki tiri kudiki kana une urongwa hwangu wakaronga semunhu wekusezvara chezimbabwe uchiti handa kuda kudii urongwa ihwo ngahuende kumberi.
Thank you very much. Kusasa Matutu, valisa valale ngamafichani kona. Uchu kuti liza kwenzani nakonoko.
Ngathi kubalaleli ngizakhuluma ngithobo mama. Ake ukuthi bebu apply ama waiver. Asikatshela ukuthi sinowa apply. Nxa kade sileke si apply, siqhubekeni so apply ama waiver. Noma yini isinqumo esizathathwa ngumleli aphile ezokuphumisa ithini noma isinqumo ezingathine enkantolo kusasa kumbe nini kodwa ma sitholakala siphethe lawo mawaiva kwathiwa siwa-aplaye ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nincedo elikhulu ukuthi sonke so abantu baqhubekele phambili ba-aplaye amawaiva apha nthile kuze kuthiwe hhayi lingasawa-aplaye but okwamanje ngoba kwakuthiwe siwa-aplaye lesinqumo senkantolo asikhulumanga lutho ngamawaiva so ngicabanga ukuthi asiqhubekeni siwa-aplaye amawaiva okuzayo kuyasithola siwaphethe masizawathola.
Thank you very much. Ngicela wena ungayikhatshana ubulokhu uvambile khonapho sisadinga our callers who are stakeholders in this show. So thank you so much to Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, an immigration lawyer, and thanks so much to Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Chambara, who is a member of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We still have Mrs. Victor Matutu. So we've got some people that are sending messages on our Facebook pages. One of them is Ketwe Pepe, who says, Baba Dube, utabalolu ya sinda kakulu. And then we've got Bongwe Ngwenya, who says, Baba Dube, kuzi mesipekane la kukulamanje, kuna ngapa kwa West Africa. So keep on sending us messages on our social media platforms. We've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. These are our Facebook pages. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter. Remember to come on Twitter and all those kind of things. So we've got Nana Nazare who says, ekhaya linjani khona ngapho, thina siyaphila. And then we've got Chiko Nyoni says, we need to organize ourselves in order to be comfortable back home than to depend on South Africa. So there is a message. Ellen Ndlovu says, Mr. Dube, I'm watching you from Sandringham in Johannesburg. Thank you so much. So then we've got Manzama Punyuka Dube who says, Salibonani Linjani. So, and then there's a lady who says, can you call now? And that is Ketwe Pepe who says, can you call me? So we are still trying to call other people online. So let's go back to Umama, Victor Matutu. So looking at how things are going, Ms. Matutu, do you think that people are confident of the South African legal system, or they're just saying, you know, there's nothing they can do and they're preparing to go back home anytime soon?
I think as we live here in South Africa, we know that South Africa is maybe one of the countries that follow the laws. All this that the minister is doing to appeal the court ruling, I don't think there's going to be any favor. So people are staying positive. They know that if the court said the decision by the minister was unlawful, the minister is appealing. Whatever the Supreme Court or the Constitutional Court is going to say, I know in here in South Africa, it's not going to be biased. It's just going to be what it has to be. There is no way that maybe the Constitutional Court is going to favor the government or and not look to the side of the ZEP. So people are very confident. They know that the South African laws are being followed here. Wherever the minister goes to appeal, whatever the decision comes from there is going to be a genuine decision. We are all confident of that. We trust South Africa along those lines.
Kodwa phela kulabanye abethukileyo bathi konoko kwenzakalayo kubajanisa ngomvalo kunje ngokubangalisayo. Lawe ngizokuthiwa ngomunye wabo uthi izimbi indaba.
Ya zona indaba zimbi ikakhulu ma sesizwa angithi ukezwa kunomvula makonyane uzowakhipha igama lokuthi mhlawumbe lokhu ukuthi bethi South Africa belongs to all who live in it kumele babutshintshe la iSouth Africa manje isiqala ukufila ipressure yokuthi ukuthi wonke umuntu nje ehlala kuSouth Africa, iSouth Africa belongs to whoever who lives in South Africa. So now ngendlela izinto ezingakhona ngicabanga ukuthi iSouth Africa life iqala ukufila ipressure ngokuthi iyamukele bonke labantu. Now i-decision yama-ZEP started kudala ngama-ZEP. If there is greater i-decision there, ukuthi ba-regret that decision abayithatha back then in 2009 ngoba manje sokulethi ukuthi kube kuthiwa baya-regret greater i-decision yakhona because abantu laba ama-ZEP they are legal here. So there is no way they are going to illegalize them. So i-decision nxa ukuthi yayi-wrong yayithathwa back then or as of now whatever i-decision abayithathayo bethi beqala wabu-wrong wabu-right akusasizi because i-decision ngeminyaka edlulileyo. So ngiyakubona ukuthi nayo iSouth Africa sifile i-pressure. That's why uzokubekhala ngokuthi lokokuthi thi iSouth Africa belongs to everyone who lives in it manje kumele babutshintshe ukuthi sobeubona ukuthi like niyabona the way like Zimbabweans are flocking into South Africa. Umbalula kuwakhuluma ngokuthi iZimbabwe yonke isiyathi iSouth Africa ukutshengisela ukuthi noma kwekhuluma kanje kulethile ipressure yokuba khona kwama-Zimbabweans la eSouth Africa.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke silo Smart Moyo Tumbare who says keep up the good work, guys, here in Washington. Kenneth is also on the Shona page. He says, Magadigo, Team VOA, long time. Then Munyalazi Kapaira says, good evening, VOA. Then we've got Moses Chikenya, says, hello, hello, all. Donald Mamboma is in South Africa as well. He says, good evening, Mkoma Tube, and your team behind the scenes. Siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu kuna ngapho. Then we've got Tinashe Mungochi. Who says, Mr. Tube, I'm watching this show from Polokwane. Keep on watching there. Tell others that we've got a show going on right now. Surprise Mapuyana says, keep up the good work, you guys there in Washington, D.C. We appreciate your work. So thank you very much for that. So these are messages on the Shona page. And then we go back to the Ndebele page to hear what most listeners are saying. So we always appreciate your presence in all our social media platforms. Remember, we're also on Twitter, Instagram, and then Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7. So remember, just join in there. So who else do we have right now? Katiwe is still saying, can you call me right now so that I can talk? We've got only less a minute to go. But we've got Moses Spanda, who says, kubuhlungu ukuya uba isizalwane seZimbabwe. So we've come to the end of our show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. So we've come to the end of the show, as I'm saying. Thanks very much. We are going to meet you next time. Good night, Zimbabwe.